Time now for the real estate news team here on the Talk Station. Dana Orr, broker owner Jamie Turner from RE/MAX by the Water, where every family has a home and every home has a story. And joining us this morning is Jamie Turner. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, Dana soloed last week, so now it's my turn.
Yeah, we've been talking roller coasters and rides from Busch Gardens and all that. So you had fun last week.
I did. Dana's actually doing business today. I was playing last Friday. That's what she says. So, but we're sort of going to continue though with the same theme that Dana had last week and talking about things you can do to improve the value of your home.
Right.
Last year it was more about renovations. Last week, I should say, it was more about renovations. Today it's more about simple design things you can do. Some of them are a bit obscure that might make you laugh. Others are really simple and easy to do. So there are lots of choices out there, lots of things you can do. I want to go with the most obscure first if I can.
Right.
If you could think of the most ridiculous thing you could possibly do to your home, what might come to mind?
Most ridiculous, rooftop pool.
Okay. How about a shower for your dog?
Now,
does that sound?
If I could get my dog to take it voluntarily, yes.
Right, exactly.
Step on the pedal and do it themselves.
And do it themselves. There, and I'll show you a picture, and I'm sorry out there in Radio Land, you can't see the picture, but there's
actually... hold it up to the microphone.
Oh, you can hold it up to the microphone. Excellent. Okay. There's actually a company that designs showers just for dogs and has specialty tile, and you think this is crazy, but I was reading some articles about this, and you can actually save up to $17,000 a year, depending on the type of dog you have, by grooming yourself.
Sure.
Because, you know, a lot of these dogs, the popular dogs now that don't shed, must be groomed. So you install a shower, and you don't have all that nasty hair going down your own shower drain. You have a specific place to shower your dog. You can have a grooming station outside of it. Ken is cracking up right now.
He thinks hose and driveway works well with me.
Exactly. Well, you know, some people think a little more of their dogs than a hose and a driveway now. Dogs, you know, have great value in their families, but you can design a designer
dog shower. Okay.
And a grooming station. So believe it or not, it is a trend in home design now to pamper your pooch at home.
Well, I can see that adding some value there to that.
Especially for dog lovers. And, you know, think about it. I remember when we had a big hairy dog and we'd shower it in the bathtub, it would be disgusting.
Yes, that's right.
Guess who's left to clean it out? Not the dog.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so obscure. Okay, how about not so obscure? And we're in Eastern North Carolina, and despite the thickness in the air right now, we all love to be outside. Outdoor living themes are huge right now, and it's more than just sitting a couple of plastic chairs out and sitting out in the backyard now. People are designing outdoor rooms. A lot of people have taken, you know, doors off or the screen doors off and just opened up into an entire screen porch. And so there are all sorts of trends of outdoor rugs that you can choose, outdoor furniture. But even if you don't have that outdoor patio or that outdoor screen porch, people are designing quote-unquote rooms in their backyards. They're getting canopies. They're getting faux rugs that you can put in the grass that actually don't get mold and mildew. And so the whole idea of creating an outdoor room for entertaining, and this can be as small as just, you know, a nice love seat and some chaise lounges, or it can be like an outdoor kitchen where you design this entire brick area. And you have these huge mammoth grills and all sorts of things. And again, it comes down to what your budget can handle.
Sure.
But this is what, when buyers come into homes, if they see something that's designed like this, they say, wow, look at what I can do when I come move into this house. Like, this is a great area set up just for me. And because outdoor living, especially here in Eastern North Carolina, is so big, it's one of those things that really just adds to the value of your home and adds to the show value of your home, too.
Again, that outdoor part is a part of our lives in Eastern North Carolina, and the screen porch is sort of is retro. It's almost old school.
Right.
It's really the comeback.
Right, it really has.
We went into this area of having just decks, open decks, and verandas, and they're still there. But I mean, but the screen porch is really on its way back.
Well, and it's really something to consider if you have, like, a lot of people have covered porches, but now we've actually shown clients houses with covered porches, and they said, well, why didn't they finish it off and screen it in? So it's really something to consider, especially a lot of people that are moving into our area from northern areas who really want to be able to get out and enjoy the outdoors but aren't used to our little no-see-ems, as we call them.
Right.
They want them kept out. And if you can do something like that without spending a lot of money out of your pocket, you're going to get that back once somebody comes and decides they want to buy your home.
Yeah, sometimes the sunroom just seems like a greenhouse inside.
Right.
Yeah, but you really can have a nice, good old-fashioned screen porch.
Yeah, and you'll notice a lot of the sunrooms now have those large windows that open up very wide so that you can get a lot of that air in there, and it makes a big difference, and it does. Mm-hmm. It gives you that all-season room,
right,
which is
yeah.
so nice to
yeah.
have.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
So we always tend to come back to, it seems like it's almost cliche now, but reducing your carbon footprint. And we've talked about this in the past,
sure.
but it is one of the big things. And when people come in and see that maybe you've set up your rain barrel to capture that rainwater, to reduce the amount of water you have to use when you water your garden or water your flowers and trees, or you've done simple things like change the light bulbs. And while they're looking at your utility bills and your
right.
monthly costs, if you've done these little things, you've reduced your utility bill, and it really is appealing to people who are coming in, because that's one of the things that we put with our packages when we're listing a home. We get copies of utility bills. And if you've taken these simple steps to reduce your energy use, then you really are making a big difference to people who are coming in and looking at your home. And you can do things like the light bulbs, turning which I'm such a victim of this, I can't do this, turning your air or heat up or down a degree or two. Sorry.
Right.
You don't want to see my utility bill in the summer.
Yeah. But yeah, and a lot of people, I think, you have to ask some of the experts on this, but turning it off isn't necessarily
no.
an answer, because then you invite other things.
Right.
You need to keep it somewhat constant, but you can vary those and still save a lot of money.
Have you been in my house? This is such a battle in my house. And a lot of people do, like when you have your frogs, your finished rooms over garage, they want to turn that off upstairs if it's not being used. But the better idea is to keep it consistent, keep it, set at 78, 79, even 80 degrees upstairs, which to me is just crazy.
Yeah,
I'm a 68 degree person in my house. People,
but but
you have to have a blanket.
A couple of heating and air folks have told me that if you keep your fan on, you also keep air circulating, whether your AC is on or not,
right?
Or heater's on or not,
right.
too. And that sometimes helps you control dust and things like that.
And that air circulation is key, because it also prevents things like the dust, but also in some cases it can help you prevent mold problems if you have a room that's shut up and closed in. So just some simple things you can do. And we're not, asking you to go crazy, but even if you would consider the water that you use to wash your car, if you can use that water to then go water your plants, soap is not going to harm your plants in most cases, especially
right.
those tough trees. You can do simple things like that. And there are some things that you can buy if you do have dishwash. If you don't have a dishwasher, you just wash your dishes in the sink. There are some things you can buy. You can put a little drop of something in that water, and it will clean it up to make it potable water, so you can then go, and I wouldn't drink it,
but
you can then go pour it on your plants and use that to water your plants. So the simple things, and you're reducing your water bill, which if you have children in the house, your water bill can be astronomical. But little things you can do to help reduce those bills really make a big difference.
Wrapping
the hot water heater, insulating. A lot of people have those lofts now in their homes, and those, those high ceilings really make for a lot of, vacant heat that just goes. So if you can get the insulation that goes in those loft floors, it really can help keep that, that air packed down. So simple things you can do that will reduce your energy usage and save you some money, too.
Okay. Well, one of the things that we talked a little bit about it this week, but a lot of people believe that a pool is a good thing in a house to add, but it's questionable. I mean, it only appeals to certain people.
Certain people, and it's going to cost you multiple tens of thousands of dollars to put in that pool and to maintain that pool. And then chances are something that you spent $40,000, $50,000 on is only going to bring you about $10,000 in the sale of your house. So you've got to really love that pool.
Yeah. But and if you do have one, I'd say that then you really do dress it up to make it part of that outdoor living space.
And that's exactly what it is. It is a place to live. It's not just, somewhere where the kids go do cannonballs. It's actually a place that you use and that you dress up and make it look like something that would be appealing to a buyer.
Yeah, see, my wife would love to have a pool.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be one thing that she'd love to have.
Now, as long as I have somebody to clean it.
Yeah, that's it. maybe it's the pool boy. All right. But also, how about when you're selling your home, if you have an above-ground pool,
that's
one of those that is fairly easily removed,
right.
Should you take it out, down?
Well, what we've done in many cases is we've given the buyer the choice. So you put in the listing, pool will stay or pool will go, buyer's choice. And you don't add value to the home based on an above-ground pool. I mean,
right.
You say this is a give-me. We don't say price with pool or price without pool.
Right.
You simply say pool will stay or go.
Because,
especially for people with young kids who are buying a house, a pool may be the last thing they want anywhere near their property. And so if it's an above-ground pool, you can really offer that chance. We did that recently with one of our homes.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Yeah. So... do you remember the days of the master bath being a little closet that had maybe a stand-up shower?
Oh.
You were just lucky to be able to walk into your bathroom.
That's
mine
currently.
Right. Mine too.
Yeah.
Well, now the whole thing is bathroom suites.
Yeah.
We walked into a home a couple of weeks ago, and the bathroom was larger than the master bedroom itself. Mm. And I thought I had died and gone to heaven. And it really is the trend these days of master bathroom suites. And we're talking... massive bathtubs, and in many cases, these aren't whirlpool tubs, which were really popular for a long time. But now people are getting tired of having to clean out the little jets. But they're massive tubs, that you could fit 2-3 people in. Although, most people, when they're taking a bath, just want to relax.
Yeah, that's right.
Massive showers, different types of shower heads that are coming at you from all directions.
See, the walk-in showers that are kind of all integrated into the whole bathroom. Yeah.
And they're walk-through showers now, so you can walk in one side and walk out the other. But there's more than that. People are apparently spending a lot of time in their bathrooms because you can have... flat-screen TVs made specifically for your bathroom.
I was going to say, recliner TV in a refrigerator. I might not ever leave.
Well, you joke. There are now beverage stations being set up in master bathrooms where you can have your coffee waiting for you when you walk into the master bathroom, or a wine cooler, of all places, in your master bathroom. And you joke, but if you go into design magazines these days, that's what they say is the biggest thing, this all-encompassing, so your whole bedroom really becomes a suite that you literally never have to leave. And some days you might not want to.
That's right. There
but
you go.
Beautiful ideas, and including towel warmers that aren't just racks anymore. You can install an entire drawer in your bathroom to keep your towels warm.
Towel warmers.
Yeah,
okay.
So those are some of the things. Now, what's out? Living rooms, just those little square living rooms that nobody uses. Now
the formal living room.
The formal living room. Now we have the great room where your kitchen and your dining room and your family room are all included into one. Very dressed up and very put together, but it's all one room because nobody knows what to do with those living rooms anymore that you don't use. A lot of people just put desks in there and now call them the office.
Yeah. And they probably put out of business the people who made the plastic covers and went over there.
Gosh, do you remember those? Aren't they awful?
That your grandmother had over the couch.
Oh, don't joke. I think my grandmother still has one. The other thing that's sort of going by the wayside is we still like cathedral ceilings. I have a microphone. I talk with my hands. Cathedral ceilings, but we don't like those voluminous 2-3-story ceilings because people finally realized,
you're paying
to heat nothing. Exactly. Yeah. So those are sort of going by the wayside. And then remember the phrase that was around about 5-10 years ago, McMansion, where you had million-dollar houses that you could literally take your arm out the window and touch the house next door?
Right.
People don't want that anymore. They actually want more than a tenth of an acre of land with 5,000 square feet on it. They want, about a quarter of an acre or 3/4 of an acre of land if they're going to have a house that size.
You still find, are ceiling fans still, desired?
Home designers, interior designers that have been taught to design interiors hate ceiling fans because, let's face it, they're not the most attractive thing.
No.
But especially here in warmer climates, and if you go south of North Carolina, essentially, you want to have ceiling fans in your house because they really do make a big difference in moving the air. And you can tell the difference if you're sitting in a room with the air on or the air off, but you can tell a difference if that ceiling fan is going. It will cool you off, and it will help move the air in the room. So fortunately now, ceiling fans are being designed a little bit more aesthetically pleasing instead of just the white blades and the, you know, faux oak blades and things like that. They
mesh.
They do actually now have some designs that can fit in with different rooms. You can find palm fronds and things like that that go on the ceiling fans. And they're working to make the lights a little more inconspicuous so they're not so, you know, overbearing. But, yeah, I really think in North Carolina especially, ceiling fans are good.
All right. We'll have more from the Real Estate News team. Jamie Turner from Remax by the Water is with us. If you have questions, you can info@realestatenewsteam.com is a great way to send them email for any of your questions about real estate. And also, you can call to make that appointment with them, too, at 252-633-9300. We'll have more with Jamie right after this. Hey, welcome back. This is Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station, and we're with the Real Estate News team from Remax by the Water. Dana Orr is off at a conference. Jamie Turner is with us, and good morning again.
Ken doesn't buy it.
He's flown to Argentina. Let's talk a little bit about what you have going on.
We've got a lot of things going on. It's been really busy, and when we get to our next segment and we talk about the numbers, you're going to see that things really are moving, and there's some good news out there in the market. But we have some buyers who are ready, willing, and able, and we'd like to find them the perfect house because they are searching. In fact, one of them is a couple we've mentioned before, but they're coming back Monday because they have sold their house in New Jersey.
Okay,
and they
they're
are
ready now.
Wow. Ready to buy. And Robert and Teresa are looking for a home possibly in Taberna or in Fairfield Harbor. They've also discovered the River Trace area, which is Possum Trot, Wild Turkey. It's beautiful out there. It's so quiet. So they love those three areas. They're looking for, though, very specific, a frog finished room over garage with a bath and possibly a suite up in that area for their college-age daughter. They love nice kitchens, and they love the open floor plan that we were just talking about, that great room feel where you have everything all together. And an eat-in kitchen area so that they could sit down and have breakfast, but then also have their separate dining table.
A mother-in-law suite could become a college suite.
Right. A mother-in-law suite could become a college suite, although they'd really like to have her upstairs and away. Get your residency and go somewhere. So they really are looking for that frog suite area where they could have their college-age daughter, because let's face it, when you're 19, you don't want to live around your parents either. Mm-hmm. You're just doing it to save money. But they do love that open floor plan look, and they're looking between $260,000 to about $325,000 in those areas, the River Trace, Taberna, and Fairfield Harbor area. So we're hoping we can find them just the perfect thing, because they're a great couple. You'd love to have them as neighbors.
And, you know, one of the things about talking about people that are looking for homes like this is that it may spur somebody to offer their house that they may not be on the market now.
I mean, if you've been sitting, you know, we talk a lot about fence sitters. I mean, and it's a scary time to put your house on the market because you just don't know what's happening. But maybe if you've been thinking about it and you've seen that house across the street that maybe you'd like to move up or move down to, and you have what's perfect for them, we can help you out, and we can help you find Robert and Teresa their dream home and get you in your dream home. Because let's face it, if you've got a buyer for your current home right now, now's a great time to go out and try to buy something else. We also have another couple who loves the Ghent area in New Bern, which is sort of the historic craftsman bungalow type houses. They'd like to stay under $200,000. And again, these are ready, willing, and able buyers. Tiffany and her husband are teachers, and they would love to get in one of those houses that's already been remodeled that maybe they can just add their personal touch to. They don't mind a little bit of hard work, but they don't want to completely redo one of these houses.
In other words, they want the kitchen already done.
Yeah. And the bathroom. They want the hard stuff already done.
Right.
But they would love to find one of those houses in the Ghent area. They also enjoy some of the other areas in New Bern that have a historic feel that might not be, you know, right downtown where the prices are obviously higher. And the work in the houses are larger, so there's much more work to be done. But the Ghent area, Rim Street, Rim Avenue, Spencer Avenue, and obviously Trent Boulevard, those areas, they really love. So they're looking, and again, they'd like to stay under the $200,000 mark, about three bedrooms if possible. Which in those areas is usually available.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're not particular about one or two baths.
Okay. All right. So there's a couple to check
out. And then finally, we have a beautiful condo downtown that is ready, willing, and able to take a buyer. And it's wonderful. A lot of people love the idea of living downtown but don't want one of those big houses. And this is the Quarters at Bear Plaza. There are four condominiums in the building, and three of them have been sold. There's one left, and it's absolutely beautiful. If you think about Bourbon Street in Louisiana without all the chaos, this is what you have.
Yeah.
A beautiful balcony overlooking Middle Street, eight skylights, beautiful, beautiful built-in shelves in the hallways, a great master bathroom in the master bedroom that has a walk-through shower. You can have multiple people in your shower if you'd like. Really beautiful. The kitchen will be done with granite and stainless steel appliances. It's $375,000, and it's absolutely beautiful. There's Tarantine tile. In the lobby leading into the room, into the condominium. Just absolutely beautiful. So we'd love for you to come check it out, and you can call us at the office if you'd like to see it.
Now, what's that location again?
It is downtown New Bern on Middle Street. It's 238A Middle Street, right over the Life is Good store, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Bear Plaza right outside your door. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, and, you know, I think downtown living like that kind of ebbs and flows, but this is when you have people who've taken the time to make a really nice living space there, it really makes a difference.
Well, and the good thing about this is there are a lot of condominiums available downtown, but this is actually a brand new building with that old historic feel. So you've got a brand new brand new home, brand new condominium, and it's not finished off yet. So you get to choose the colors, and you get to choose the color of the granite. You can help choose your appliances, the tile that's going to be used in it. So you get to make all those decisions.
Okay. All right. Great. Again, if you want to find out more, info at realestatenewsteam.com. You can also go to their website at realestatenewsteam.com. And you can call, too, to ask questions at 252-633-9300. We'll have more with Jamie Turner in just a moment. Hey, welcome back to the Real Estate News Team with Dana Dorr and Jamie Turner. Dana is off at a conference. Jamie's here with us solo this morning, and we have some good numbers to talk about.
We do, and I want to first touch on the national numbers, and we keep emphasizing that real estate is local, local, local.
Right.
National numbers don't always emphasize what we do, but when there's good news,
why not
talk about it? We got numbers this week from the National Association of Realtors that indicated home sales nationally in May were up. And they're still below last year's levels, but they're up about 0.2% ahead of April's numbers. So things are moving, and we keep emphasizing that the spring, early summer time of year is the time that people are out shopping for homes because the kids are out of school. It's a good time to make that transition. And so we're really seeing that reflected nationally. We're definitely seeing that reflected locally in all of our real estate markets, especially as we keep talking about that hot Jacksonville market that's really fueled by the military. But now we're fortunately getting to see those numbers nationally, which is what you hear about most of the time on the news. So I think when you hear the positive news, instead of just hearing all the negative and the bad, we're doomsday, when you start to hear some of the positive, it really can trigger some good feelings in you and make it not so scary.
For the most part, though, people are trading houses. I mean, new construction is not coming along yet.
No, but new construction is still down.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more these established homes, already existing homes, keep selling, the more that's going to help, and it's really going to help the builders come back to life. And let's face it, we're always going to need a place to live. If anything's going to rebound, it's going to be the housing market. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'm curious right now. I haven't talked to anybody, but I wonder if you can get good deals on building a home right now.
You really can. Yeah. We just helped a client buy a piece of property, and the builder was like, I got nothing to do. I can get you in your home right now, you know, in 6 months, so worry about it.
All right,
so let's talk quickly about
the
other numbers. Right now in the Neuse River Region Association of Realtors, New Bern, Craven County, Pamlico, and Jones County, 1,560 active, up from 1,555 last week. Average sales price about $285.7. The good news is, though, folks, 134 have closed in the last 30 days. So that is great news. Spending less time on the market, too.
And again, Jacksonville remains hot. We see Carteret rebounding.
Carteret
some
is really
too.
Rebounding, too. All so right. That's the good news.
If you want to find out more from the Real Estate News Team, give them a call at 252-633-9300 or email them info@realestatenewsteam.com. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.